This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
What happens to civilizations? What happens to cultures? Why do they fall? Why do they fall apart? I'm going to take 7 phone calls on the board, because if I wait longer than that and get too many on, some will be on hold at the end, and I'm not going to do that to you. I'm going to take 7 phone calls about what we've covered the last hour. The totally collapsed border, the diseases pouring in, the admissions that society's collapsing, the sexualization of children, the media praising abortion because it's fun to kill babies and empowering for women. That's why Satanists sacrifice babies. They say it's empowering to have the will to kill a child, much less your own child. The devil wants you to kill yourself. And if you can't get that, the next best thing is getting you to kill your child or another child, so that you go so far down the rat hole of evil that you'll never be visited by the Holy Spirit again. And so I don't want to cover these horrible things here on air, these macabre things, but these aren't Stephen King novels. These aren't plagiarized bilge. These are real things happening in the real world. And to a man, woman, and child, people signed on to the leftist, globalist, left-hand path. Are on Satan's team. It's really simple. And when you figure that out, Hollywood means nothing to you anymore. And what people think about you means nothing anymore. And all the world's crap, and it's not stressful anymore. The only stress, though, is that you're not doing enough, I'm not doing enough, to fight these bastards. And, you know, it's not fair. There's a lot of great men and women that are bastards. I don't want to bash people that come from single-parent homes. I use the term bastard or cockroach or things like that, or pieces of crap. Piece of crap you can use for fertilizer. The globalists are little black holes. They're to suck anything innocent, anything good, anything decent down into them, because in the archetype, why does a zombie want brains? Because the zombie doesn't have brains. And people always want what they don't have. Innocence, beauty, potential, like a seed. They sold out. They gave up their birthright. And so when you joined the devil's legion and you see a baby or you see a healthy, happy family, well, you want to see them hurt, just like the parable of Sleeping Beauty. The evil queen, the evil witch up on the hill, she didn't get invited to the king and queen getting married. So a few years later, she tricks the little girl into pricking her finger. A little vaccine for you. A little something they want. A little needling. A little something for you. Little corruption for you. And then she falls into that deep sleep, all because she didn't serve the witch. But see, there's something that can break the spell. True love. Prince Charming. But Prince Charming has to kill the dragon, the Dracul, the witch, before he can kiss Sleeping Beauty and free her and reunite the kingdom and have children again. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you. Folks, that's one of the fan-made videos from a few years ago. Hundreds got made off of that Bon Iver thing that Super Deluxe did that they thought would hurt us. It actually only made InfoWars bigger, getting watched more than 20 million times. Okay, here's what's going on. I want to open the phones up specifically on Trump coming out today and signing an order saying no more baby parts used in medical experiments. That will really put a dent in them harvesting children, keeping them alive. So kudos to Trump, really taking action, really impressed with that. You judge a tree by its fruits. Some listeners even called in and some called the office, and I even had one of the crew members go, hey, we think it's really bad that Jared Kushner went to Bilderberg. And I said, well, Trump also met with Kim Jong-un, who is a horrible little vampire bat in my view. That's his spirit animal, is a vampire bat. And he's a terrible person. But I said, if we can get them to stop enslaving their people and start economically empowering them, that's certainly a good step. Trump's not for Kim Jong-un that he's meeting with him. He's trying to fix it. But if I see any globalist activity out of Trump from the Bilderberg group, then I will scream bloody murder and run around like a chicken with my head cut off. But that's where I stand. All I see is Trump really trying to fix stuff. And again, Ann Coulter, I use this example a lot because it's so obvious. She gets headlines when she says Trump sold us out on immigration. Trump's terrible. Blah, blah, blah. You know, oh, we've got double the illegals coming in since Trump got in. Well, that's because the UN opened the floodgates and the refugee centers, and they're staging it all just like Europe. They admit they are. And George Soros has given $1,000 out of U.S. taxpayer money he got during the Obama era through the State Department to anybody that will try to get here on top of free plane tickets. So it's like saying a foreign army attacked us, so it's Trump's fault. This is the globalists making their move, and I'm not just here to defend Trump. All I get is grief, and all I get is attacks, and all I get is lawsuits and nightmares from defending Trump. That's how I know Trump's got the globalist pissed. And so the more I'm under attack, the more I do what I do. See, because I'm not here to get along with the system. I'm here to find the globalist, and I'm here to engage them, and I'm here to fight them, and I'm here to do that until they're defeated or I'm dead. And if I get killed in the process or destroyed, the fight goes on. But I'm going to do this until they're defeated or until I'm dead, period. I love that John Paul Jones quote. You know, he says, I've only begun to fight when the British had a ship 2.5-3 times bigger than his, and his ship was on fire, but he still had his artillery, his cannons going. And they said, do you want to give up, shouting across, you know, through a bullhorn? Not an electric one, but, you know, from a hailer is what they call them. He said, no, I've only begun to fight. And about 30 minutes later, they had to give up because they were seeking for real. But he had another quote that I'm paraphrasing, but he said, writing a letter after that ship was messed up, he said, I only want the fastest ships because I intend to always go directly into action. What he's saying is, I want the attack ships. I want the best ships. I want the ships you mean for war. I don't want to take flour to the troops, which is an important mission. I don't want to be in the merchant marine. I want to go directly into combat as fast as possible. Well, that's exactly what I want. And it's not because I'm some macho person. These people are evil, and the only way to go up against them is 110%. Can you imagine running from these people, what that would feel like? No. I only intend to go in to harm's way. See if you guys will do an incredible job pulling this stuff up as fast as I can talk. John Paul Jones, I only want the fastest ships. I'm going to read that quote properly on air. And so as listeners and as all of us here, I think we only want the fastest ships, right? We want to be effective. We want to be in the fight. We want to really change things. We want to kind of live up to our grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers that supported them and great-great-great-great-great-grandparents. You know, those were some sturdy people. And they weren't looking for fights, but you started a fight with them. They were known all over the world. Americans will give you a fight. If you wanted one, you'd get one. And if you want to get mean and you want to get vicious and you want to really, really get your neck broken, you really want to get hurt bad, we'll do what you want. That's what you're looking for. You came to the right place. Because I'm not going to be your damn slave. And I'm not going to sit here and watch you rape and hurt and brainwash kids. And so people ask me if I'm afraid of these people. Yeah, I'm afraid that I'm not strong enough. And I'm pissed at myself every minute that I'm weak. I don't take care of my body right, and I'm not strong enough, and I can only go 15 hours now. So that's why when you call in and tell me how great I am, it's like slapping me in the face, because let me tell you something. I'm not doing what I need to do. These people are evil, and children and others are dependent on us to get these damn vampires off of them. Because you see, if what Alex Jones is doing is supposedly, oh, the most you can do, or what Trump's doing is even greater, or what Drudge is doing is super great, or whatever. Thank God Drudge is there. Thank God Alex Jones is there. Thank God Trump's there. We missed the whole boat. Thank God Tucker Carlson's there, or Sean Hannity's there. It's you that's there. You're everywhere in this country. You're all over this world. You're the eyes and ears. You've got all the cards, all the munitions politically, all the power. And I see who you are. You are smart. You are strong. You got the light of God in your eyes. People that serve the enemy have dead eyes. People that know God have that fire in the eye. Fire in the eyes of men and women. And you've got the ball. So all I'm telling you is, they say the teacher appears when the student's ready. You are my teacher. I am your teacher. And this is real. And the fact that you're tuned into this show shows you care. And that you want to do something. And that you're focused. And that you're a leader. So start acting like it. We're going to go to break. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. What do you make of the coming out of the pedophiles everywhere? What do you make of it? What should be done?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers adheres to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking your phone calls right now. Ellen Schwartz is going to be in studio too. Just went down to the drag queen story time with little babies, some of them toddlers being indoctrinated into the big fat men in clown outfits, telling them about shaking their booties. Yeah, this isn't a Twilight Zone episode. It's not a bad acid trip. It's happening. It's what happens when good men and women do nothing. Evil triumphs, but you see humanity fighting back, and you see the signs of that. You see the enemy panicking. Bill, Mike, Deshaun, Brian, Jeff, and others taking your calls. Billy in the great state of Pennsylvania, thanks for calling today. We really appreciate you taking time out. What is your take on, or do you disagree that, I mean, it's all over the news, all over Netflix, all over Snapchat, just everywhere. NAMBLA is good, have sex with kids, let the children be loved by the men, and oh, so loving. What do you think is going on here?
I think it's with a side of
Yeah.
It's all pretty terrible, my friend. And I just wanted to tell you that you have incredible support up here in the great state of PA.
There's a lot of folks that wake up in PA and everywhere else. Where do you think this is going? What do you think we as citizens should do?
I think we got to get right with God, my friend. I have a Netflix subscription, and I've been noticing the trend of programming that all their original content all is seems to be skewed in a very dark manner, and it feels like perpetually this is the system that is being pushed upon us, and you know it's up to us individually to see the evil and rise above.
You know, I'm sure you've heard me talk about Sundance this year. We had a representative there, and they were openly talking about it, but also in private meetings. Well, you know, Hollywood's only going to fund stuff that depresses people and demoralizes. And the excuse was, you know, to make people hate Trump. No, that's not what it is. It's to make people give up and to hate themselves. This is an evil cup being poured out upon us.
100%, man. 100%. And, like, you can really, I don't know, nowadays it's palpable. Like you can see it in people. You can see it in people's eyes. You can get that energy off of certain people in a room.
I totally agree. People are giving themselves over to an evil spirit. I mean, you see it in people. It's spreading. We've got to pray. We've got to reach out to folks. We've got to be loving to people. I don't know what you do once they're under the zombiosis, but it's very, very sad. Thank you, Billy. It's a very dark time, folks. But good things are happening. The president just banned keeping babies alive. Well, he just banned selling the organs. And stuff like that. So they'll keep doing it. You know, there's such criminals, but we're one step closer to locking their asses up. Mike in New Jersey, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. The reason I wanted to call today is I've been listening to your show all day today, and God bless you. I just wanted to say I read the Bible every single night because I'm a Christian. And I think it's important to read the Bible every night. And one of the main themes that I get from reading the Bible all the time is that God is in charge. And what I was reading last night, I felt kind of pertained to what you've been talking about, because with all the stuff going on in the world, especially with regards to this abortion craziness and with regards to...
Well, let's say it. The worship of abortion. The mainline left say it's empowering, it's good, it feels good, it's sexy. I mean, they're actually, they're admitting what its real reason is now, is a satanic sacrament.
No, you're absolutely right. And so in Ezekiel 33, God has pronounced judgment on Jerusalem because of their wickedness, and their wickedness is so horrific that God has to pronounce judgment on them. And I think that's what's going on in the United States today.
No, that's it. The devil, the evil spirit knows if it can corrupt us, God will remove the hedge of protection, will remove the providence, and we're dead ducks.
No, that's correct. But so the point I would want to make today with my call is, you know, when a listener is hearing all of this, it could be easy to get dismayed and perhaps start to kind of freak out a little bit. But what God definitely does clearly say in Ezekiel and throughout the Bible is that if you personally turn from your wicked ways and you correct your walk before the Lord, you will live. And so, yeah, he can exact, a hurricane can come through and take out the wicked person that was next door to you in your house, be fine type of thing.
No, so, I totally agree. But listen to me, Mike. I've gotten to the point where if I get run over it when God's taking out a bunch of evil people, I don't care anymore. You know what? I'm kind of like whatever God wants. I mean, I'm sure you've gotten to that point in your life, haven't you, where it just, you know, all I'm saying is this. I'm not questioning God's plan. I think admitting we're dealing with a bunch of devil worshipers and a spirit of evil is the good news in that it's all real. God's real. We have a way to join with God. I mean, isn't that heavy that it's all real? World government, mark of the beast, the devil worshipers coming for our kids. It's scary, but at least we have the owner's manual. At least we know God's right. That's pretty powerful.
Oh, that's right. You know, just like yesterday I read, you know, the UN chief is saying, oh, we have to have open borders and you will listen to us. We're unelected. You will listen to us. It's very satanic. But you're right. It's empowering to know that if you walk with God, it says in the Bible, what can man do to me? You fear nothing. And I've heard you say that a lot. And God bless you. That was my point today is, hey, if you...
And I want to explain, that's not a statement. And you know this. It's not about getting the fake churches and, oh, I'm holier than thou. I'm not perfect. Once you really know God, the devil doesn't have any power. All that evil, you're actually feeling bad. You're not doing more in God's presence and the Holy Spirit. You're not fighting the evil more because you know good and evil now. And you know the score. And you can't believe that people don't know God and would choose the devil. Why would you choose the failure of Hollywood and the evil of the system and the poison of communism? And why would
because you're godless? Because you're godless and you're immoral and you worship that. And also, they have to make the best of their time here on earth. When you trust in the Bible, when you trust in God, you realize you're eternal and your time here on earth is the blink of an eye. You are eternal, and then you're not afraid anymore.
You're only afraid of God. And that doesn't mean God's trying to make you afraid. It's like when you realize people are scared of the devil, what a joke. You know God, you're like, I just don't want to mess this up because it's such an awesome presence.
That's correct. That's correct. I mean, you obviously fear God, and woe to him who falls into the hands of the living God. And that's what we can also rest assured for all these evil people that are doing all this evil, thinking they're going to get away with it. Like Johnny Cash says, you know, you can run on for a long time. Sooner or later, God will cut you down.
Yeah, a lot sooner than later, too. It's just such folly. It's so foolish. God bless you. I really appreciate your call. Great points. All right, we got Deshaun, Brian, Jeff, Sean, Pat. I said only 7 calls, so I'll never get to them all, and then I feel bad when the show ends and I don't get to them all. And we've got, who's doing the fourth hour today? We've got Mike Adams. I may take one segment of Mike's time, even though Mike's always riveting and informative. We had no choice. Trump administration prepares large-scale deportations of illegal aliens amid crisis. We told you a month ago, and then it was in the news, that Trump is preparing the real national emergency, and now it's been announced. It's very humbling, too, to have all the sources we have with the president, with the presidency, you know, standing up for InfoWars, tweeting us out in the face of all this, 5 or 6 times lately. It's just an amazing time. Folks, Trump's for real. Trump's for real. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans that almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because
that's
a bunch of people out here.
I'm
talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this the censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Mike Adams is host of the fourth hour, but he understands that he's agreed to, and I love him to death. The Health Ranger, I'm going to annex 15 minutes of the hour, so I'll give us some news that I haven't broken yet. We have this huge story in loaded phone lines. We have no choice. Trump administration prepares large-scale deportations of illegal aliens amid crisis. I was told by White House sources when I was in D.C. over a month ago that Trump was going to go with a real national emergency. And then I saw that on Drudge Report about 2 weeks ago confirming it. Well, now the president has done it. It's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com by Jamie White. We'll cover it more at the start of the next hour. Owen went to a secret drag queen story time today.
They've been promoting them all over the Western world. They launched their attacks about 3 years ago. A convicted murderer launched the original group. We've gotten the reports, has been confirmed in the news, of multiple busted child rapists right here in Texas caught running these. The libraries and public schools do not do a background check, which is a felony by them in Texas law. In other states, they're similar. And this time, the big story is, it was unannounced. We had a tipster tell us there's already a large story time. My two-year-old daughter occasionally goes to story times. She's in a Montessori school part of the time and other things, but she only goes a few days a week. But I routinely, when I take a day off, take her. My wife takes her. Sometimes we have a nanny that takes her to story times. We took her to a Dr. Seuss story time last week. My wife did. It was an hour long at a Westlake event at a community library. Well, guess what? In the past, they would tell you it was a special drag queen story time, but no one was showing up except convicted pedophiles and a few weirdos to bring their kids up as part of some modern Molochian sacrifice of their innocence to sit on their lap. This is the big one in the city at one of the big libraries that hundreds of children come to that goes on for 4 hours every Wednesday. So this is some pretty sickening, shocking news. Owen Schroyer got a tip. He went. It was not drag queen story time on the door, on the internet. They went to see all the regular story times and to meet other kids and to meet other moms and dads and, you know, make friends. That's how a lot of my children met friends they still had today, was at story times. Well, guess what? You think you're going to hear Dr. Seuss, or you think you're going to see Busy Town, Richard Scarry? No. There's going to be a 350-pound man talking about shaking your booty, and you're going to sit on his lap. He's got a clown makeup on, and if you cry, well, you're going to get in trouble. So, Ellen, that's our big takeaway, is we're going to show some video in the background and show some of the images you were able to tweet. This is sick.
Yeah, so basically, the reason why this situation was different, Alex, is because, like you said, I got a tip. Usually when they have drag queen story time, they like to promote it on social media. They promote it on whatever library promotions that they're doing as well. And you can find, you know, something, an image or something about it on the internet. And with this, there was nothing. All they had was on a whiteboard at the local library that just was a, you know, dry erase board where they put out the typical story times, was drag queen story time. And I happened to know somebody that was at that library, so they let me know about it. And so you can tell that, you know, this is a local community library here. The children go there for all kinds of different story times. That's just what I'm assuming based on the children and the traffic going in and out that I saw. It seemed like a regular thing. And so it also seemed that based on what they were saying, that they'd never done a drag queen story time before there, and how they want to do it from now on, because the lady, I guess, that was hosting it said, oh, maybe you'll be back next Wednesday. And
it's a sneak attack.
So Kitty Litter, Miss Kitty Litter said, oh, yeah, I hope.
Well, they all have gross names. Sally Fish Pants, Kitty Litter. It's all degrading to women. And of course, you're showing some of the live stream that's low res. Guys, show his Twitter. He's got some HD photos up there. And normally the book is about shaking booty. If you're a boy, you could be a girl. If you're a girl, you could be a boy. Or were they just priming the pump? Was it more innocent? What story was being read?
So this is actually really interesting, Alex. Like I said, there's another drag queen story coming up in Leander, Texas. Because here's the thing. When they announce these things for the public, everybody finds out, and then there's a big hoorah, and they want to try to stop it. But with this, it wasn't like that. So they basically had the drag queen reading to the children, and you can tell that they had specifically chosen books written by some author that talks about how a red crayon can be blue and how everything needs to be inclusive, and it's up to you to decide who you are and what you are. So you can tell that the messaging was strong there. You could tell that that was the whole purpose. And again, to me, it just looked like these parents just bring their kids to story time and, you know, maybe didn't even know what drag queen story time was, didn't know what was going on. Maybe they did. It didn't really seem that way to me. It seemed like this was just a one-time thing that nobody really expected. And then Miss Kitty Litter shows up. She's reading to the kids. She's telling them how a red crayon can be blue. And here's another thing they do, Alex. You know all about this. It's crazy because you used to talk about this, but it's true how they use ice cream in their propaganda. They did a story about how you can stack different color ice creams together and change it around. as a drag queen is right there. So it's normalizing it, making the kids think of ice cream and drag queens.
Pavlovian, and we can show the footage of the drag queen story times with their areas run by convicted pedophiles. We can show footage of men shaving their butts with small children putting money in their G-strings, and then it later came out convicted pedophiles were at these events. So we don't know about this particular new event and what was going on. But again, this is creepy men dressed like women or clowns, really, showing up and talking to children.
Well, and when I mentioned a background check and what happened in Houston afterwards, they seemed shocked about it, and I was actually able to get Miss Kitty Litter's official name. So I'm not sure if the library did a background check, but we've also found a video that she's featured in. So,
by the way, these are hideous-looking people. I mean, on anywhere you'd go, you would think this is a psychotic, a lunatic. They're always obese men in clown outfits. I mean, this is like an army. If an army of It the Clowns invaded, this is what I would expect to see. Can we roll the footage, by the way, that Millie Weaver shot just a drag queen event here in Austin with the small children? Because that's the most critical for people to see. That's what I want to show people, because TV viewers are seeing this. They need to know what's going on.
Well, most people, I think, didn't believe that this stuff is going on until they actually see it. And you just ask yourself, I think just the average person, let's not even politicize things, it's just like, why? Why do you have drag queens?
And again, it's all over the world it's happening. It's men in so much makeup. It's camouflage because you learn a bunch of them are convicted child rapists.
So,
and again, these places are not doing background checks.
And I even went there today just to document it, just to see the whole thing. And I waited for the kids to leave before I started talking to Miss Kitty Litter. And then what do you know, the library representatives, as soon as I asked her a question, said, oh, are you allowed to film in here? Can you film here? I was filming the whole time. Other parents were filming, too. So they know that what they're doing has some moral questions. They know it. And as soon as they think that you might think that, too, you can tell that they get panicked. I wasn't even making a scene. Like I said, I waited for the kids to leave before I asked this individual his real name and you know, if they'd heard about what happened in Houston with the known pedophiles infiltrating.
And what did he say?
He was kind of shocked and stunned by it. And then, like I said, the library people said, oh, are you allowed to film in here? I'm going to have to go get security. And I just said, well, can I just get your full name? Because I don't think they do background checks, and we want to protect the children. And he gave me his full name. I think it was David Lee Robinson or something. It's on film. But so this was Alex. Here's the name. This was kind of a light one, just to kind of grease the skids. I mean, you know, it wasn't like one of these ones where they have the kids bouncing on people's laps.
Yeah, this is a light one. Give men in dresses. Talking about sex. If you were at the park and a dude walks up in a clown outfit and says, "I want to talk to your kid," you'd say, "Get the hell away." But instead, the government does it, so we bring the children to them like offerings.
No, that's it. If somebody comes up to your kid dressed in drag at the park and says, "Hey, little Johnny, I just want you to know that you can be anything you think you are.
And I've got over here
a red crayon can be blue.
You can float too.
And then ice cream.
Down.
You can mix ice cream flavors and colors.
Just get in the back of the van.
It's all about what's on the inside.
Colors.
What's on the inside, Johnny?" You'd say, "Okay, no, that's messed
up. No, you're gonna see. I've got a castle, and Brian Stelter lives there. We all float in the end."
So, you know, but this is just, again, you can tell
we're
that they're ratcheting
it back.
We're going to
post your video. It's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. We're talking about the nature of evil and why is, like, all these major sites are coming out promoting pedophilia now. Why are they doing it? Why is Snapchat putting out NAMBLA slogans? What is going on?
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
That's one thing I've learned about the devil,
cut him down.
About his minions, about evil. It's a program, they all act the same. They're different permutations of attacks, the same playbook. And they always think one-dimensional. The higher level ones may be two-dimensional sometimes. But they never think third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, ten out. They just can't do it. And they always think they're winning up front until the next domino starts to fall. And as soon as those dominoes start falling, they just double down, which greases the skids on their express elevator to hell even faster. Well, I got word a month ago that Trump is going to declare the Insurrection Act. It's a real full-blown national emergency of the type that the president can declare when the border is under attack. And now today, it's being announced that he's going there. Trump plans to invoke Insurrection Act to boost and to boot illegal immigrants. This hasn't been done since Eisenhower did it. So Mexico rounds your ass up if you're there illegal and throws you out. I'm all for you if you're here legally. This is important, ladies and gentlemen. Our country's under crisis. We're going to go to your phone calls with Owen Schroyer. But Owen, finishing up on drag queen story time, the story here is, unannounced, just like they did in Denver and a bunch of other places, they have career day with elementary students, and then a man in a dress shows up and says, I'm a dancer at a gay club. It'd be a great business for you to dress as a woman and work at a gay bar. I mean, I wouldn't want, and it's not like I'm virtue signaling at the, quote, gay people. Like, I wouldn't want, I mean, seriously, imagine they had Portia there, 25-year-old topless dancer. She's like, oh, little girls, I dance over at the Cheetah, or I dance over at XXX, or whatever the name is, at the men's club, and, you know, I get blowjobs in the champagne room, and I'm making $300,000 a year, I'm really a hooker. You know, sweetheart, you can make a lot of money. And I'm sorry to talk like this on air. Here's the deal. I've been on the air 25 years, and I've only started talking like that some now because your children are being taught it. You think? And again, I don't care if it's a topless dancer or a dude in a damn dress. Stay the hell away from our children, you perverts. It doesn't matter now. People are freaked out. There's like 15 Netflix shows. Oh, and I can't keep track of them now. About sexualizing kids and men having sex with 10-year-old girls and how great it is. And, like, you know, it's just, like, you know, we know Roman Polanski's into this type of stuff. I got 3 daughters. And let me tell you something. You get around my 13-year-old daughter, you're going to get your neck broken. And it's not a threat, man. Get it through your brain. Leave our children alone, you psychic vampires.
Here's what people need to understand about where we're at as a society and a culture right now. There is momentum going right now towards pedophilia and towards sexualizing children and towards indoctrinating them into this 76 gender, be whatever you think you are type of thing, lop off your, you know, private part.
That's the cover. All the confusion is the cover for the agenda to get kids.
And if there is nothing to stop it, if there's nothing to stop the momentum, if nothing gets in the way of this agenda, it will be completed. That's what momentum does. So there's momentum going right now.
That's right. It's a giant wave.
So if we don't stop it or somebody doesn't get in the way, then we know where this goes. It will complete itself. But, Alex, this is why they can't announce it to the public anymore, because there's so much public outcry when they announce this drag queen story time that they ultimately either have to cancel it or, like.
And by the way, these individuals all follow central orders, central scripts. They are priests of this new system where they're testing the perch with your children.
So, coming up in 10 days, there's another drag queen story.
They said, we're grooming your children.
They say it on news. But there's another one in 10 days in Leander, and they announced this. The public said, no, we don't want it. A private church then rented out a room at the library so that they could still have the event. So
a church, some captured leftist-run church.
And so, yes, I forget the name of it right now. You could probably find it really easy if you search Leander drag queen story time. Yeah, and it's total one of the leftist captured churches, Alex. You know that they're around here. And so there's probably going to be more people out there protesting this deal than there are people that actually want to attend it. But see, it's all about the agenda. It's all about...
Oh, my God. You want to go to, like, the First Methodist or something, like 20 years ago.
Oh, I've been there.
You know, anti-war or whatever. They literally is a cult. They've captured the church. They have all these people there going, Bill Gates is wonderful. World government's wonderful. Islam is good. There are not two genders. Families are bad. I mean, it's like a re-education camp, and it's all over the country.
Yeah, I actually went to an event at First Methodist, the one you're talking about down here, and they were talking about some border issues with some Texas state congressmen, and I just asked a question, and they all got mad at me. And I just asked a question, and then they ended up chasing me out of there.
Oh, that's like the elitist of Austin.
But you can see it. I mean, that's the crazy thing, Alex. You know, we were talking about this. Where are all the Christians?
You know why I know about it?
All the Christians.
Because my mom used to go there when she was a little kid. Some of her parents were like Baptists. They go to the Baptist church. But sometimes she'd go to the First Methodist. I would go there when I was a teenager. And they would be anti-war and pro-Martin Luther King. Pretty good message. Classic liberal. Man, you go in there now, it is like, it is literally like being in a college brainwashing facility. A SJW command base.
I think people just need to ask themselves a simple question. Why would you have drag queen story time? Why? What is the purpose? Why would Snapchat have a filter that says love has no age? Why would that become a marketing ploy for Pride Month here in 2019? Why is all this going on? That's what people need to start asking themselves. And where are Christians that are supposed to be the ones standing in the way of this? Where are the Christians out there? Where are the moral people? Where are the modest people?
No, they all just capitulate. We're going to go to some phone calls, and then we're going to get into a bunch of this new contest that's been so successful that I haven't talked about because I've been so busy, but it's amazing, and I slid everybody that's entered the contest. We're going to show some of the activism on the street coming up, and Mike Adams takes over. And you're going to be covering this in the War Room, right? Shotgun on this right now. War Room is in an hour and 6 minutes at Infowars.com/show, and hopefully on stations picking up this show. A lot of stations are picking up his show, so do it. It's powerful. And a real act of resistance against the tyrants. It'll definitely get your local station ratings as well. Freedom's popular. Freedom sells. But expanding on that, we have a new special. And I was in the meeting days late. The other special had to be over. Some of the stuff was about to sell out. Like turmeric at 50% off Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. So Tim Frischet comes over 2 days ago and he goes, listen, you got to get a new special, okay? Okay, so I said, well, what do you think it ought to be? And he goes, I don't know. We've got a bunch of stuff with Force in the name. And of our top 10 products, half of them are Force products. Names I came up with. Turbo Force, Brain Force, DNA Force, which is amazing. Ultimate Female Force, that's all 50% off in the Total Super Force special sale. So it's a Total Super Force because it's all of the Force specials. And 33% off the Space Force America's Back designer T-shirt because the T-shirt cost me $9. It's soft fabric, made in America, printed in America. And then the printing in this deep color, red, white, and blue flag, and the space shuttle with a new design in 1776. People love that shirt I was wearing, so we redesigned an original NASA design. This sucker is popular. It is now $19.95. Let me explain something. At that price, we're making $5 a shirt. And I used to sell shirts sometimes at cost. People say, how'd you sell 100,000 Hillary for President shirts? Most of them were sold at $5. That was a cheap shirt, easy to print, kind of felt scratchy, whatever, but people wanted the cheap one because it got out there and it was great. 100,000 of those babies at the streets. Caused a phenomenon. Millions of others got printed by others. I even talked to Trump about that one time. He's like, yeah, I've seen the numbers on that shirt. But that's a side issue. But I never told that story. I shouldn't tell that. Anyways, the point is that this, I believe, will be the new shirt. But it's super soft. It's a really expensive fabric. It's like a mix. And it's just beautiful, and we're very proud of it. It's 33% off, $19.95. And it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force, folks, has PQQ, CoQ10 of the highest quality types that are actually absorbable and aren't synthetic. Okay, so the average supplement's marked up 7 times. We mark ours up 150%. We always discount a quarter, so we mark up 100%. So people are like, oh, my God, you're putting how much product in here? Back when we sold DNA Force for $150, we were putting $60 in product in it and then discounting it. I signed a multi-year contract, and I put a lot of money down so I can get it for less. But at 50% off, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot beat it for yourself, your family, everybody else. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It was sold out for months. It costs 97% reviews by third-party reviews. 4.8 stars. DNA Force Plus. I can't even go into all it does in the time we have here, but let's just say this. It's incredible what it does for your cells, your body, for everything, your nerves, your bones. Get it today. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.